live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a 46-year-old man charged with 6 counts of attempted child abduction in Derry has been remanded in custody. There are urgent calls on all relevant bodies to put pressure on the government to provide the necessary funding for Parent Stop at Donegal. Donegal Senator Padraig McLaughlin says the decision to increase LPT by 15% is particularly unfair for mica-affected householders. Police in Derry believe a woman missing since Friday may have crossed the border into the Republic of Ireland. And the €20 million N56 Blue Banks Road Improvement Scheme has been officially opened today. Those stories to follow and fill, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, final negotiations are underway ahead of Pascal Donoghue announcing Budget 2020 tomorrow. It will be a cautious approach from the government with the threat of a no-deal Brexit looming. Our political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
T'was the night before Budget and all through Leinster House, the talks about diesel and an affordable house. In one of the quietest build-ups to a budget, final touches are being put on Pascal Donoghue's plans, the Independent Alliance looking for thousands more medical cards for the elderly and changes to inheritance tax, but Minister Kevin Boxer warning there won't be a giveaway.
Governments in the past tried to buy votes. We're not buying votes there. We're giving out chocolates? No. We will be giving out some sweets and Smarties. There's not one for everyone in the audience, but we will try and help the most vulnerable in our society.
Carbon tax will also go up, which will increase fuel costs. There's also talk of a charge on new petrol and diesel cars. In housing, the threshold at which people are eligible for the Help to Buy scheme could be halved to €250,000 to make sure only those who need help are being subsidised. No sweeping tax cuts or social welfare increases this year as ministers preach prudence ahead of a possible crash-out Brexit. Sean Defoe, Leinster House.
A 46-year-old man charged with 6 counts of attempted child abduction in Derry has been remanded in custody. Christoph Kubala of Lisfannan Park, Derry, appeared at Derry Magistrates Court today, charged with the attempted abduction of 5 boys and 1 girl on Friday last in the Strathfoyle area of the city. A police officer connected Polish national Kubala to the charges. Defence Solicitor Seamus Quigley said that the main difficulty for the defence was the lack of a suitable address. He said he believed even if there was an address, police would still be opposed to bail, and the officer confirmed that was so. No further details of the charges were given, with the defendant remanded in custody to appear again on October the 17th. It's been confirmed today that North West Busways will, through Locallink, continue to operate their Mobility Letterkenny bus route on a short-term basis. The operator was due to discontinue the route next Monday. However, until a permanent contractor is in place, there will be no break in service. In addition, a private operator will run a feeder service from Mobility Carndonagh to connect with the Carndonagh to Letterkenny route, taking in Glenealy, Kildaff and Mallin. Donegal Deputy Charlie McConlogue has welcomed today's announcement.
Very welcome news from Locallink this morning, in that the long-standing service, which has been operated very well by North West Busways for many years, servicing both Mobile to Letterkenny and also Carndonagh to through Buncrana to Letterkenny and also surrounding towns, that service was to be discontinued by North West Busways from next Monday, and Locallink have now confirmed that arrangements have been put in place for those routes to continue. So from next Monday, North West Busways, on a short-term contract with Locallink, will continue to operate the Mobile to Letterkenny route, and there will also be a route now from Mobile through Glenealy, Kildaff, Mallin into Carndonagh to feed into to connect with the Carndonagh to Letterkenny service, which will be operated by a private operator and going through Buncrana. So this is very welcome news, because those services were very much used both by people, by students, by people for work, and also people their day-to-day lives. And it was essential that there was no discontinuance and break in the service. And it's very welcome now through the work of Locallink, also working with the National Transport Authority, those routes will be covered by, and there'll be no break in link from next Monday.
And as you say, it was vital that these routes continue to be serviced given the rural makeup of the county.
Yeah, very much so. Public transport is very important, and it's much too inadequate in our county as it is. So it was essential that these important and frequently used services were continued. So there was much concern expressed by people who used them that there wouldn't be any break in service. And thankfully now, with very hard work by Locallink, working with all the public representatives locally and also working with National Transport Authority, that we can be sure that the service won't be broken, and that indeed from next Monday there are arrangements in place for it to continue.
There are urgent calls on all relevant bodies to put pressure on the government to provide the necessary funding for Parent Stop Donegal. The service, which provides one-to-one and group parenting sessions, is effectively closed to new clients, with existing users being seen on a phasing-out basis. There's little hope locally of it ever reopening unless it receives a vital funding injection. Councillor Albert Doherty says that on the eve of Budget 2020, every effort must be made to ensure monies are sanctioned.
I have to share the experience I had, and that was my past role as a principal teacher, and where we recommended and we also benefited from the results of parents and on occasion our students visiting and being part of the activities of Parent Stop. So, you know, the need hasn't gone away, but the sustainability issue is a big, big issue. And when we look at funding that goes into Children's Hospital, what really got me was the attrition that they try, the effort, their keenness, and even the late contributions from our funders. And that's why I made a last-minute appeal to TUSLA and to HSE, even though every time I read the letter that's in the media from Parent Stop, I just feel the frustration that Parent Stop have.
IBAC says a government intervention will be like a life support for some businesses if there's a no-deal Brexit. It's calling for state aid support worth €1.5 billion over the next 3 years if a deal isn't struck when the UK leaves the EU. IBAC wants the state to reintroduce an enhanced stabilisation fund like it did during the financial crisis in 2009. Fergal O'Brien, who is IBAC's Director of Policy and Public Affairs, says rural Ireland could be adversely affected.
We're going to have vulnerable firms that are mainly going to be in regional rural Ireland. We've done an analysis there of the counties that are going to be most impacted, and they are the counties where incomes are already lower. They're the counties that are going to be particularly vulnerable to a downturn and particularly vulnerable to a hard Brexit. So we need to target those interventions. We want to keep those companies alive. This will be about getting life support into companies that could otherwise go to the wall very, very quickly.
Donegal Senator Padraig McLaughlin says a decision to increase local property tax by 15% is particularly unfair for mica-affected householders. Last week, councillors voted by a narrow margin to raise LPT by a maximum of 15% for Donegal homeowners in 2020. Senator McLaughlin says this, coupled with ongoing delays in publishing the redress scheme, is adding insult to injury.
While it's bad enough for the struggling families across Donegal that councillors would take the highest permissible increase, would choose to do that, it's really, really particularly unfair for the mica-affected families, and it was just plain wrong what they did.
Is there not a loophole that they can maybe avoid trying to pay that increase? Could they not make appeals to the government and so on?
Well, one of the things that we need to focus on, particularly now in the days before and after the budget this week, is we need to make sure that the scheme for the families who are affected by mica to make their homes safe again is announced as soon as possible, but also that those families who have applied for that grant will not be liable for the local property tax. I mean, that is now absolutely essential. It's bad enough that, you know, due to, you know, the failure to regulate the industry, people are left in such distress. But then to add insult to injury, to ask them to pay the local property tax, this has been wrong for a long time. The final thing really is that, you know, there was no mandate. I mean, the local election was only months ago. None of the councillors who voted for this said to anybody when they were knocking doors, we will increase the local property tax by the full 15%. So that was wrong, but now we need to make sure that the government's do waive the local property tax for the families who are affected by mica.
Police in Derry believe a woman missing since Friday may have crossed the border into the Republic of Ireland. 29-year-old Ellie Stokes was last seen leaving her home at 5:30 on Friday evening in a white BMW to go shopping. The PSNI and Ellie's family say they are concerned for her welfare. Anyone who may have seen her is being urged to contact police on 101. An Indian restaurant in Donegal was one of 12 businesses in which closure orders were imposed last month by the Food Safety Authority of Ireland. Orders were also served on premises in Meath, Dublin, Louth and Cork. The closure order was served on Taste of India, 39 Lower Main Street, Letterkenny, under the EC Official Control of Foodstuffs Regulations 2010 on September the 26th. The order has since been lifted. A section of Donegal County Council's housing policy has been described as too rigid, with calls for an immediate review. Aspiring homeowners in the county are said to be having problems when they seek to build an SI house in their land but are refused because policy states that if social housing is available in that area, you cannot be granted an SI house. The Gaelic of the Inishowen Municipal District, Councillor Marshall McDermott, says a change in policy would fare better for rural areas and has described the current system as unfair.
With the 8 houses being built in Mallow now, it sort of takes a wide range of people out of that bracket where they can apply for SI houses, and I think that's very, very unfair. I think that people that have their own land, especially in rural parts of this county, should be allowed to build SI houses on it, and our council should be facilitating that, because it would help in every aspect with our schools, with our community centres, with our football clubs, with everything. And I think that that policy is one of the policies within the housing department of this county that needs to be changed.
Do you think that there's a chance now that it will change so that they will be able to facilitate that going forward? The council have, as you said, you know, agreed to carry out a review. What are your hopes on that?
Well, the Director of Service for Housing, Joe Peoples, said that it certainly would agree that the policy within this county probably is a bit tight when it comes to some of those situations. And he says that, you know, there probably are situations where the council executive and the council, you know, area managers can maybe use their own discretion a bit better when it comes to people being allocated SA houses. I have a situation where one family has been offered a council house. They have an application in for an SA house, and they're told now if they take the council house, that automatically rules them out of ever getting an SA house. So that, I think that's very, very unfair, and it's very unfair to those people, and those, that family there has actually been taken out of a rural part of our county and put into a town, and that rules them out of going back to that rural part.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure in Letterkenny, where the Christmas Club is now open. Shop online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's almost 5:15 and time's latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with international football. Mick McCarthy will give Shane Duffy and David McGoldrick every opportunity to declare themselves fit for this week's Euro 2020 qualifiers. Neither were named in the Republic of Ireland squad that gathered in Abbottstown today ahead of the games away to Georgia and Switzerland. Respective calf and groin injuries kept Duffy and McGoldrick on the sidelines, but neither have been ruled out just yet.
I had a message from Shane earlier on. He's feeling good. Didn't say he's fully fit and ready to go. He's feeling good, which is optimistic. I haven't spoken to Didsy for a while. I see him after a couple of days, but Chris Wilder was, he mentioned, you know, they're doing everything they can to get him fit. They want him to be fit for them, of course. But both lads want to be fit, and if they can get there, I'll wait as long as I can.
Norwich defender Jamal Lewis has withdrawn from the Northern Ireland squad ahead of the games against the Netherlands and the Czech Republic. He picked up a knee injury in Saturday's Premier League defeat to Aston Villa. On the Gaelic Games front, Gudor and Niamh Connell will clash once again in the Donegal Senior Football Championship final. It's a repeat of last year's decider, which Gudor won by 7 points. It'll be a third appearance in the final in a row for Niamh Connell, who lost the last two. The Glenty side came from behind to beat St Eunan's yesterday by a point, while the holders Gador defeated Kilcar. Championship winner with St Eunan's, Brendan Devaney, says the goals were huge for the defending champions yesterday.
This year, what have Gador been playing like? They've been playing well in fits and starts. You know, they were very lucky, a game myself and yourself covered there last week against Bundoran, when they controlled the game, let the foot off the gas. You know, we haven't seen that real style that we've seen from them last year, particularly in the final and in the run through Ulster. We haven't seen that yet up until what we've seen against Kilcar. And if you look at the scoreline, you know, it's interesting. 8 points is not a lot to kick in a game. It all comes down to those three goals. And them three goals, if you look at it, that's about a counter-attacking team that is put their system onto Kilkear. They've sucked on Kilkear, and then when Kilkear went chasing the game, because of the platform that the goals have given them at different points, they were able to hit them into space, and it's perfectly what the Gador game plan would have wanted. And particularly in the second half, that huge score of O'Boyle's goal, you know what, 30 seconds into it, you know, when Kilkear were still giving off the ref about Gador being late coming out, and O'Boyle had the ball in the back of the net, and that was the crucial score in the game. And really then, once you're going chasing it against well organised rigid defence like Gador's, then they're breaking with the pace. There's only been one winner there, and it was an easy victory in the second half for Gador.
Listen, Brendan, Niamh Connell in no way whatsoever going to fear Gador.
They're not. I suppose, you know, finals are finals, and you think something different might happen. My fear for Niamh Connell is that they're going to play that rigid defence. Gador are going to mirror it, of course. Who's got the better players at breaking in? Who's got the more physical players? Who can take scores from distance? You're thinking it's more Gador. So what could happen is, it could be a very dour game. It could be 5-3 at half-time, but Gador maybe control it. Unless Niamh Connell really go for Gador in many ways. And I'm talking about, I don't expect them to change tactics, but they got to really come with Gador with a lot of intensity, trying to ruffle them, push up in their kickouts, and try and really get about them. And listen, there's no better team than Gador at doing that than the other teams. So that's what my fear is for Niamh Connell. Niamh Connell got to put Gador off their game plan, but in their own game plan, if they sit and allow Gador possession, allow them to build up the pitch, Gador will just keep pushing ahead. And as we've seen them with Kilkear yesterday, if Niamh Connell then have to chase the game, Gador breaking into space, particularly as the game opens up, there's nobody better in Donegal at doing that than them.
And you hear more from Brendan Devine in the sports section of HighlandRadio.com. Dublin will kickstart the defence of the Leinster Championship in 2020 by taking on Jack Cooney's Westmeath. The draw was made this morning for the provincial ties next summer. That's the only confirmed quarter-final pairing, with the rest of the teams waiting for the first round outcomes. Jack O'Connor's first game in charge of Kildare will be against the winners of Carlow and Offaly, while Meath will play either Wicklow or Paul Galvin's Wexford in the last eight. The Ulster Championship draw will take place on Wednesday morning. In Rugby Ireland, expect Geordie Murphy to train on Thursday ahead of Saturday's final World Cup pool game with Samoa. The Ulster back row injured ribs in last week's win over Russia, but assistant coach Andy Farrell says scans have produced better than expected results. It remains unlikely that Murphy will be risked in Fukuoka, but he is set to remain with the squad. Meanwhile, Jack Conan requires surgery on the foot that he injured prior to Ireland's second World Cup pool match with Japan. Leinster hope to give further details on the back row's recovery later this week, but Conan could be out for 4 months. Two Donegal men have been elected to the top table of the Irish Athletic Boxing Association following Sunday's national convention in Balmullock, County Mayo. RAFO's Peter O'Donnell is the first man from the county to be voted on to the IABA Central Council, while Paddy Gallagher, who lives in Maynooth and is a native of Donegal Town, was elected secretary. Peter O'Donnell said it's a huge boost for Donegal boxing to have two representatives elected.
Oh, it's a huge honour, surely to God, Oisín, and it's nice for the boxing in Donegal as well. We'll have a voice now on the Central Council, you know, because they'll ratify all the teams and officials and one thing and another that'll be going to tournaments. And, you know, and Donegal will have get a fair share, fair crack of a whoop as well, as far as I'm concerned, you know, because we have a lot of talent in Donegal, as you know yourself, Oisín, and the county's going very, very strong. We have 15 clubs in the county, right from Ballyshannon right across to Clonmany. So it's all good for Donegal boxing, and I'm sure Paddy will be a big help as well as secretary, you know, very good man and dedicated boxer when he was boxing in Donegal town, you know.
Finally, in darts, the first round of the PDC World Grand Prix continues today in Dublin. World number 5 from Derry, Darren Gurney, is up against Danny Noppert at the City West Hotel. Next Sport in Highlands tomorrow morning after the 8 news, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisín. And returning to some news, the €20 million N56 Blue Banks Road Improvement Scheme has been officially opened today. The 3.1-kilometre project from Coolboy to Kilmacrenan was carried out in tandem with Irish Waterworks to lay a new water main. As well as widening and realignment works, a greenway has also been established on both sides of the road. Speaking earlier today, Education Minister Joe McHugh, who officiated the opening along with the Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council, Councillor Nicholas Crossan, says road infrastructure is crucial for the county and says the focus will now turn to a new four-lane carriageway from Letterkenny to Lifford.
It's a good day, and obviously it has been on the agenda in terms of a community want, but it has never been on any full programme. But I was delighted to see an intervention by TAI to see them bringing forward this project in light of the works that Irish Water were planning to do as well from us all. So look, it's a great result from that point of view.
Now, while there has been a broad welcome for this particular project, it has led to calls for further funding from government in the next year in terms of maybe more road improvements. We do know that obviously here in Donegal we lack rural transport, and the argument is that we do need more funding in that regard.
Well, look, there's always a need for more investment and a need for more infrastructural development, especially in the Northwest, that's been critically neglected over the decades. And that's why the linkage now from Lifford to Letterkenny continues apace. It's in the development plan. There's capital funding ring fence for that. The Bunnaghy link will be part of that as well. Donegal needs is a four-lane carriageway from Letterkenny to Lifford. That's critical. And I know Donegal County Council and the National Road Design Office continue to work at route selection and trying to push that forward, because that is so important to the future.
And finally, motorists are being warned Gardaí will catch anyone who tries to drive under the influence. Over one in six drivers who were tested so far this year were found to have illegal drugs in their system. New Road Safety Authority figures also find two-thirds of those who failed a roadside test were under the influence of cannabis. RSA CEO Moya Murdoch says they will fight on.
At the higher levels of alcohol, and now in particular in drug driving, we've seen a big increase in the number of people the guards are detecting and the number of samples that are being tested positive by the Medical Bureau. People may be under the illusion that the guards are not equipped to find this out or to detect it at the roadside. Clearly, that's not the case.
Weather now, bright or sunny spells this evening with scattered showers, some heavy. Tonight's showers will continue with lowest temperatures of 8 to 10 degrees in fresh, locally strong and gusty southwest winds. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, final negotiations are underway ahead of Pascal Donoghue announcing Budget 2020 tomorrow. It will be a cautious approach from the government with the threat of a no-deal Brexit looming. A 46-year-old man charged with six counts of attempted child abduction in Derry has been remanded in custody. Christoph Kubala of Lisfannan Park Derry appeared at Derry Magistrates Court today, charged with the attempted abduction of five boys and one girl on Friday last in the Strathfoyle area of the city. It's been confirmed today that Northwest Busways will, through Local Link, continue to operate their Moville to Letterkenny bus route on a short-term basis. The operator was due to discontinue the route next Monday. However, until a permanent contractor is in place, there will be no break in service. And Donegal Senator Padraig McLaughlin says a decision to increase local property tax by 15% is particularly unfair for MICA-affected householders. Last week, councillors voted by a narrow margin to raise LPT by a maximum of 15% for Donegal homeowners in 2020. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice says for this Monday evening, October the 7th. The death has taken place in Birmingham, England, of Seamus Doherty, formerly of Lennonmoor, Colin Carndonagh. His remains will be reposing at the Carndonagh Community Hospital Chapel of Rest tomorrow evening from 7 o'clock until 9 o'clock. Funeral leaving there on Wednesday morning at 10:30 to the Church of the Sacred Heart Carndonagh for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desire to Macmillan Trust. The death has occurred of Kathleen McNairn of Éire Tealaigh. Remains reposing at her daughter Jeanette's home in Éire from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral mass at 12 noon on Wednesday at St Columbus Church Carrick, with burial immediately afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private pleas on both nights from 10 p.m. until 10 a.m. and also on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Annie McCrossan, Nae Quinn, Glenna Hilt, Burton Port. Annie's remains will repose at McGlynn's funeral home this evening from 6 o'clock, with rosary at 9 o'clock. Viewing tomorrow afternoon from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock, with removal at 6 o'clock going to her late residence with rosary at 9 o'clock. Funeral mass on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock in St. Columbus Church Acres, with interment afterwards in Belcrunch Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to Dunlow Patients Comfort Fund, care of Sean McGlynn, Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Chris Keenan, Nae Connolly, late of Castlederg and Ahiarn. Chris's remains are reposing at the home of her son Tommy and daughter-in-law Katrina Keenan, 30 Garrick Hill, Castlederg. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St. Patrick's Church at Castlederg. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. And the death has taken place of Pat Doherty, Kinnilargy, Downings, formerly Glen Alla, Rathmullen. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning, going to the Church of St John the Baptist, Carrigart, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m.